Hey, everybody, and welcome to a sorry we don't have what you were hoping for this week edition of the Bachelor Wrap Up special bonus podcast, bonus content. Very excited to say that Jordan Parhar, the great guest we've had before, swoops in to save the day, to at least give us something, because I don't know, if you saw the announcement on Facebook, Jordan, I stood Haley up for our podcast date. We usually record Tuesday nights, or if we don't, we schedule things, and it wasn't a cool situation, and it was just frustrating because I had to help out a family member, and you know, like, we're both busy people, and we're like trying to, of course, figure out when we can reschedule. And it's like, oh wait, that won't work. That won't work. Do we have to actually like not have a podcast this week? And it's like, you know what? Like, I don't know if you've had scheduling issues, because you just have one person, but you have to schedule with guests, right?
Yeah. No, first off, I just want to say, Amy, nothing says, I'm sorry that we have a podcast planned for you and you're not getting what you originally thought, and instead you're going to be getting this, than saying Haley Strong is going to be on the podcast, and instead you get Jordan Parhar.
No, it's just,
it's a huge disappointment.
You're not getting anything, but you might not have gotten nothing. So
I guess. So I mean, it's sort of like,
we have no plan. Like, we're just going to talk about, we'd have a plan. We're going to talk about the Bachelor at 20 wedding celebration.
Okay, so that was a fun. It was a fun show. So I think
it'll be fun.
Yeah, we're going to try
Haley's
our best.
Coming back, I didn't. You know, it's like,
thank God,
a busy girl.
We need Haley
I'm busy.
Back because we can't. We can't,
have this, lives. I guess we don't just this, podcast full time. You know,
let's be real, Amy. Like, we can't. This cannot become the Bachelor Wrap Up with Amy and Jordan Parhar. Like, the people would riot. They'd be like, oh my God, Jordan, Haley's gone. Jordan here. This is so bad. So we need Haley back. So
yes.
This will be good though, because I feel like, like, now, like, people, you're going to get a taste of, for you people listening, you're going to be like, okay, well, they're going to see what they miss. And then when Haley comes back next week, the ratings are just going to spike. Just like
iTunes reviews.
Yeah, get more iTunes reviews.
Okay, should we just say no iTunes reviews this week?
in order, at least in Canada, to keep up like the good streak that we've got going up here for the Bachelor Wrap Up and the reviews you guys have on iTunes, please don't leave a review this week.
If you don't, if you're feeling the five star,
let's just be safe.
Jordan, there's a contest going on. Do you know that there's a contest going on? You know, because you were here in the last one.
I do know there is a contest.
Bachelor. Why don't we do, I think, another bonus, a way to apologize for me letting everyone down, but I mean, I didn't mean to, but is, do you want to pick, wait, what did you say about, we have good reviews on that on Canada? Or?
Well, I was looking at your reviews for Canada, and there are 17 ratings in Canada, so it could be a little more, but
17, wait, hang on, 17 only?
Wait, 17 only.
Okay. Oh, 17 ratings or 17 reviews?
Well, 17 ratings.
Whoa,
and the number
that's
of
it?
Reviews.
That's so pitiful.
But there's 17 ratings, 14 reviews. But
okay, the U.S. Let me see what we have. We have way more than that. Okay.
How many do you guys have in the U.S.?
57 ratings.
Oh my gosh.
37 reviews.
Oh wow! Get blown out
Thank
of the water,
you guys.
Again. But over on
this
Team
is a rivalry, I think.
On Team on What's Team going Haley on Canada? Strong. And Team Haley Strong, you all the ratings are five stars. So, the Canadians are quiet. The Canadians are quiet, but the Canadians are very nice. So they're loving Amy and Haley.
Okay, I cannot say the same for, we're at 4.5 average. That's good. But the first one that pops up, and it will not go down. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, let's hear it.
Okay. This is by BD Motorcycle. February 22nd, but 2015. So a whole year ago, but somehow this is the most helpful review because 2 out of 6 people found it helpful. So anytime that anyone comes to our podcast, this is what they see. Title: Two Valley Girls Speaking. Okay, here we go. Don't these girls ever listen to their podcasts? If I had just one drop of booze for every like they say, I would be rushed to the ER for a stomach pump. Couple that with the vocal guttural on the end of most sentences, make it a hard listen. To be fair, I could not listen to more than a portion of one podcast, so maybe all the other podcasts fare better. Fair spelled F-A-I-R. Wishful spelled W-I-S-H-F-U-L-L. Thinking, I bet, dot, dot, dot. What do you think, Jordan?
Wow. Well,
they could not stand our voices.
It
was like too hard to listen to. Oh my God.
Like, OMG, guys, I'm totally like going to go to the ER right now because I'm having some not wishful thinking. You know, I honestly can't imagine what that guy said about my show. I'm very thankful that I can't see the US reviews on iTunes up in Canada. So
now Canada's sounding better with like our polite. It sounds very
well,
Canadian.
Yeah, the reviews are very nice. Okay. Even for my show, the reviews are like not half bad.
I don't know
like,
if you heard, it was like, was it 2 weeks ago? It was one of the most fun podcasts we did, but you know, I always love when Haley and I go on rants and I went on this one about just, everyone points out when women say like, we say like, I say like, Ben Higgins says it all the time. No one, like, because we're getting tweets from listeners, like, oh, Amanda, she says like all the time. Don't they hear ourselves? And it's just sexism, you guys. People don't notice it with guys doing it. Everyone says it. I've listened to tons of comedy podcasts. All the comedy dudes that are the same age as me say like the same amount as me, but it just doesn't annoy people. It's like women are expected to sound a certain way, be polished, and it just jars people. And there's a really great, I told it on that last podcast when I gave the whole tangent, but it was really helpful to me to listen to that because what Haley was saying is that every female podcaster on Rob Has a Podcast has gotten comments about their voice as how annoying they are to listen to.
But I'm sure you get it,
but it's not the same degree.
I say like a lot and people don't ever mention that about me. People
right.
say, oh my God, Jordan, your voice is so annoying. I hate you, blah, blah, blah. So it's more so they just don't like my voice or they don't like me, which again, I get. That's fine.
Call me out
for saying like too, because I totally do say it.
I appreciate that.
It's not fair for you guys to get flack. And it's more
just like sort of almost notice, because that's something I would have complained about. I'm sure even earlier versions of this podcast, like it's something I would complain about the other girls. It's like we're conditioned to notice that. And it was really listening to this American Life podcast. I'm totally rambling right now. I might have had a cider before this podcast because we didn't plan anything. It was really gross, but I'm like, I got it. Like, I've never found a cider I don't like, but I'm like, I got to have this one because it's all I have. And it was an apple ale with lemon peel. And it was so disgusting, but I was like, I need this.
Apple ale with lemon peel.
It was like medicine. It was so gross.
We are really going off the rails with this one. This is what happens when Haley.
There were no rails, Jordan. So we can't go off them. And we're talking about Bachelorette 20 wedding celebration, which was that ever on the rails? Was there any logic to that whole show? Do you know like a structure that it followed?
Well, I mean, first off, we get this huge thing and it's like, again, hear me saying like, we get this huge thing and Chris Harrison comes out and he says, okay, it's a big celebration. Bachelor 20. We've had 20 seasons. A celebration of love.
I didn't notice that until the second time I watched it in preparation because I totally prepared for this, you guys. A celebration of love. I didn't notice, like they kept calling it Bachelor 20. So let's just talk about this. And I know I want to get an iTunes review. We'll tease that at the end. I'll have you pick out an iTunes review and we'll be entered into our contest for winning a Bachelor prize pack. So that's something we're doing randomly we'll pick a 5-star review and Jordan, you can pick it this time, but we'll do that at the end. That'll be fun.
All right, cool, cool.
So let's talk about how this episode celebrated love because that stood out to me too, that, well, how are they choosing to do it? So we have the wedding, of course, but it was all over the place, I thought. So what was your first reaction? What's something you want to talk about? Because we'll just jump around because it followed no flow.
Okay, yeah. I mean, so the theme of this podcast will be just like that show because really it was it seemed like somebody with ADHD put together this show or produced it because it was just all over the place.
Let's just list all the things wrong.
It's like, okay, here we go. It's a wedding with Jade and Tanner. Mm-hmm. But then guess what? Ashley, I, and Jared are still a thing. Oh, and look here over here. Ashley S is pregnant. No, ooh, check out Jason Mezick. And oh, look at this. Top three most scandalous moments in Bachelor history.
Okay, the top three things bugged me so much. It's like, where did these come from? And like, no one cares. I mean, I'm
scarred by
the hot tub one, personally.
I loved it. I thought it was
okay, but
great.
Why three? Like, and okay, they had talking heads at the beginning. Suddenly you had Andrew Firestone, Bob Guinea, and all these people. Why not have the people, like the talking heads, sort of tied to the countdown and talking about something that actually was going on? Like, you know, there was no linkage to anything. You'd see like two pregnant former Bachelor contestants just sitting there. You're pregnant too. Oh, cool. And then they have these countdowns. Then we have like Chris Soule's camera, like Chris Soule's cam, and like, and why? He gives reaction to everything that happened on the wedding. Like, why? Why
so much
Chris Soule's?
I was so frustrated, Amy. I mean, I don't get what ABC's obsession with Chris Soule's is, but it's really ridiculous at this point. It really is. I mean,
I have
what?
A lot to say about this, so let's start with this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What? Okay. You name something that. That shows that they're obsessed with him from this.
Okay,
episode.
Well, like they're talking about. Okay, so they bring out these. So you said like these talking heads are. Chris Harrison is in the middle of where they're going to be holding the wedding.
It's like,
who knows how?
You know, in Bachelor Paradise when they're waiting for them to come down. Like
totally, it's totally like, that. Welcome. He's waiting there and just randomly.
And they're all trying to hook up with each other too. So it basically is the same thing.
It basically is the
Bachelor
exact
Paradise
same thing.
Formal edition.
And it really is, because there was a quote in one of the commercials where I believe Chris Harrison said, quote, this is the wildest and most dramatic Bachelor celebration of all time. Like, so really they are trying to pump this as if it's like a night of Bachelor in Paradise when really it's a wedding. But okay, sign that
beautiful wedding at that, but like with all this other crap going around.
Oh my gosh, yes. But sign that they're obsessed with Chris Soule's. They bring him out for this talk when Chris Harrison is like on the red carpet or whatever we want to call this thing, and they have all these people. They have, you know, well-respected bachelors, or maybe, I guess it depends on who you ask, but like, you know, they bring out old school people like Andrew Firestone and Bob Guinea, who it's another topic for later. Bob
Guinea,
but you know, Tristan Ryan and you know, Jason Mesnick, however you want to feel about Jason Mesnick, the guy, you know, he's at least things have worked out with.
Like, if you've watched The Bachelor this long, like these are the main names and they're there. And Chris Soule's weird. Like, shouldn't you be hiding him? He was just the most recent one, and he already is like the.
It's already,
he's
he already failed. He already failed.
Failure.
He already failed, Amy. It's just like, what is going on with him? And then Chris Harrison's like almost pumping him up, and he's saying, "Oh, you know, it's a wedding, Chris.
Oh my God, I just had a thought
time for you.
Are they doing a Brad Womack on us? Is he coming back?
Oh no!
I just had this thought, and like now I'm terrified because it does not make sense. Otherwise,
that's actually a really interesting point. Maybe it is.
No,
that would be. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't. I don't think they could. Okay, I mean, after the Brad Womack experiment, and I don't know. How did you feel about Brad Womack, Amy? Because I actually kind of liked Brad Womack, but then like after he failed the second time, I was just like, okay, like whatever.
It's tough because at that time when I was watching it, I think I was like, this is a sacred show that must like. How dare they? Like, he had his chance, like, probably.
Right.
I was like
right.
dumb, but no, like, yeah, I think with the Chris Soule's thing, it's just weird because he has nothing related to Jaden. I mean, Jade, I guess. Yeah, he was trying
weird.
To like, get with Jade. Why are you drawing attention to that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah right?
He rejected her because she was in Playboy, and that was awkward. So one thing that, he had the longest interviews, and it just seemed like they were subtitling him for saying things like, why don't we have a couch? And just like, it wasn't, nothing was funny. He's never funny. And then I remember distinctly Chris asking him, I remember a distinct quote where he said like, hey, I'm still a bachelor. So it's almost like, did he break up with Whitney just because the fame, you know, he's going on all these reality shows, Worst Cooks and Dancing with the Stars. And he just wants to be the bachelor forever.
Is Chris Soule's the rich man's primetime Alex Stein?
I mean, rich man, like, I don't even know if I'd go that far, but what would we say, like the
but really,
middle
he's a,
management man?
The middle management version of primetime 99 Alex Stein. Because straight up, honestly, if we look at Chris Soule's, you asked the questions, you said, hey, is that why he broke up with Whitney? I totally think that's why he broke up with Whitney. It went to his head.
Yes.
It went to his head. And, you know, he's on all these shows and he's doing all this stuff. And he's still, I mean, I'm being in the reality TV community. I get it when people that I've seen it firsthand that people think that they're celebrities after
they're
going on
the
shows.
Start drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit.
Yeah, totally. But eventually it catches up with you.
You're like, wait, that's actually not that meaningful or like providing satisfaction in my life.
Exactly. But and someone like Chris Soules, if you're The Bachelor, it's a little different than being on something like Big Brother, because Big Brother, it's more like Jeopardy. Everybody, you know, you're a contestant for a little bit, you shine for a bit, and then you go away. Mm-hmm. Chris Soules, he's like the lead character of the season. He's on like People Magazine and In Touch and all these tabloids and all this kind of stuff. So during the time he had some fame, but slowly now is probably when he's starting to realize, oh crap,
I gotta go back to the farm.
I have no notoriety, nobody cares who I am, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just getting kind of sad. Like he's slowly and I was comparing him to Primetime 99 Alex Stein, who I actually love, by the way, but maybe he's threatening to be in the like Chris Bukowski territory. Okay. Not as bad.
Okay, just another thought occurred to me that I'm more comfortable with and probably is what's gonna happen. What do you think of this? Chris Soules on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Can we get
he
it?
He was thirsty tonight.
Oh, like, baby. Whoa. He was thirsty. Do you see him on the dance floor? You see him sweat the storm? He was thirsty.
Yeah. I wish I had like the ability to do sound drops, because there's also a moment where Chris Harrison is like, well, weddings are a great place to, you know, of course, building up, we're seeing how thirsty he is, like, you know, dude wants to put it in. And then he's like, weddings are a great place to make a connection or something. And Chris is like, knock on wood. Like,
it's so ridiculous. But I love that I think that's a really good great idea. A great observation.
He'd be like the star. He'd be like that, because they haven't had a lead come back, so that would be like a good twist. Like he'd be like the last one coming down. Like what?
If we think about going back to Bachelor Pad, which was discussed on Bachelor 20. Mm-hmm. If we look at that, I mean, for me personally, one of by far the most entertaining things to watch on that show was Jake Pavelka going in the house with Casey and Vienna, and that whole dynamic and that rivalry. If we put Chris Soules on Bachelor in Paradise, maybe not with
exes.
Yeah, I think Whitney is with someone now, but
she's
like
too classy to come on that show.
She definitely is, but
and
perhaps
too
somebody
for him.
Yeah, she totally is. But perhaps somebody from his season, I think that could definitely be.
Yeah, and then just people like, being starstruck that like, oh, I was on a season with a different lead, but let's try this lead on for size, you know?
Right. I think that would be entertaining. Because really, at this point, Chris Soules is no different than...
He needs another reality show on his resume.
He does. And he's no different than any of these regular contestants that are on these seasons, at least to me, because he failed, because he's done all these dumb reality TV shows at this point. He's kind of, he's made himself so available, I feel like, mm-hmm. that he's just like just so desperate to do anything that... I think he'd fit in well. I think it would be entertaining to have him on the show. At least that is somewhere I would like to see him. I don't want to see him giving advice. I don't want to see him on Bachelor 20. I don't want to see him.
No, he can't.
In America.
You know, he's like you want to put him in the Bachelor in Paradise so that you can see the drama that unfolds around him. You see the guys get jealous that he was the lead, and, you know, you see the women sort of, I don't know, just like see a whole new side to him that he has to sort of, they're not just everyone coming there for him, but, you know, he's still this player and wants to like get the attention. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the dynamic would be, but it would be not as boring as him as the lead. And this would make more sense of why both Bachelor at 20 and this podcast spent so much time talking about him or devoted so much time to him. There has to be a reason, because it doesn't make sense otherwise.
Yeah. Or maybe not. Who knows? But I certainly I hope there's a reason, because it's annoying.
It was annoying.
It really is.
Let's what else jumped out at you? What else annoyed you? Next thing. Chris Soules was the worst, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely. Actually, I don't know if Chris Soules was the thing that annoyed me the most.
Just
I think this
most
other
curious
thing. Yeah, I think this thing annoyed me the most. The Ashley, I, and Jared thing. My goodness. What are we? What?
Okay.
What?
Describe. Amy, for people listening that didn't watch it, describe what went down, because I don't understand it. So I'll just please refresh.
Okay. So
we can figure this out.
So we get Chris Harrison. He introduces the night. He says it's the celebration of love. All these people are here. Bachelor alum, the biggest event ever. There's all these people. We see Claire and Michelle Money, and Claire's doing an interview, and Claire's like, yeah, me and Money were the old people. And since when was Michelle Money's name Money? Apparently it is.
Yeah,
now.
That's a new thing. Maybe that's thing, Chris Harrison's his new thing, because he's been riding the coining the term full Mesnick for a long time, and he like really loves that. Like, he can't get enough of saying that. Maybe like money is the new, I don't know, something.
I guess. Yeah. And Claire's
money,
baby.
You're so money, money.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That. And so we see that. We see these, you know, the scene of Claire and Michelle Money talking, and they're like, yeah, she's like, yeah, we're the, you know, we're the old ladies here that aren't
engaged.
There's
a lot of just like roaming camera catching things that, yeah, didn't even, I mean, and I guess I'd be hanging out with those old ladies, Claire and Michelle Money. That'd be my crew at the, at this wedding. But it was just more like them saying, I don't know, making him sort of who's going to hook up with who, but we didn't actually see any drama or hookups.
We didn't see anything. And it was totally, it was so producer driven. You could totally tell the producers were like, okay, guys, please talk about this, or hey, guys, like whatever. Yeah. So they're talking about these random things. And then Claire and Michelle, I think, I don't know if it was Claire or Michelle who said this, but one of them was like, hey, and there's me saying like again.
So now you're self-conscious about it. Now you know what girls feel like. Every day. Every minute.
So from there, Claire says, well, what do you think about Jared and Ashley?
I want to point out, the point is that it's not bad to say like. It's not even something you should even be worrying about. I'm going to send you the link to this podcast that I keep.
I will definitely check that out. So she says that, and then we pan over to Jared and Ashley I, and they're talking. And then so Ashley says, hey, yeah, me and Jared, we've just, you know, things didn't really work out in paradise, but we're just like really good friends now. We're just the best of friends now, and it's great.
They
and
look
it's
like
awesome.
Great best friends. I saw and such a healthy friendship there.
Just the greatest of friends, yeah. Amy. And then.
And she's like trying to. Yeah. What did she say about like, it's a wedding? Like, if he doesn't try to do it tonight,
she said, I'm gonna smack him, I'm gonna slap him in the face if he doesn't try to do anything tonight. But yeah, we're just friends. But then later, I mean, we're jumping all over the place again, the ADD editing, and it's all over the place. And
you're talking about us jumping all
over the place. We are incorporating the theme of the show into this podcast. It's really going to be crazy.
Cause this reaction.
I can already picture and envision the comments on Rob's website.
At 20 mania.
Yes. But the thing that really annoyed me, Amy, was just that they kept just trying to pump this Jared and Ashley I thing. And Ashley I, the start of the episode says, oh, we're just friends. But then later in the episode, it seems like she's really pushing for them. She wants them to be together. And then she's crying. She says, I just want love. I don't want to cry on TV anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of it, Amy. It's awful.
It didn't make any sense because it was just out of nowhere. And no one cared about them to begin with. They have no ties to these people. And it's like they were trying to show us a clip of something, but they were reenacting it. Like it was a live reenactment of like what we already saw of them on Bachelor in Paradise or something. It's just why do we need that? Okay, enough about them, because no one understands, and you can leave a comment if you understand or if you enjoyed that segment. Let's skip to something positive. We'll go back and forth, because I'm thinking now about some of the things I liked about it. This would be a different experience from you, but I want to set the scene for. There's about four of us on Twitter that night. It was Valentine's evening and watching it live. And this was our plan. And I was all about it. Haley was another. And it was super fun. And it'd be like, you know, I'm not one to like rave about my tweets, but I mean, I get the most faves on live tweeting Bachelor nights on Monday nights, because that's, you know, this podcast. And those are most of my followers. And if the other followers have muted me because they don't want to see my tweets about the Bachelor. So I know how it is, guys. I can tell. Let's see. So anyway, you know, you send a tweet and like Haley was on fire. I felt very creatively inspired. Like I just was like, because it was a shit show, I was like, yeah, like so many things you wanted to tweet about, make fun of, and you get like one fave and you're like, hey, like I thought that was funny. Like what's going on? And then you're like, oh yeah, it's Valentine's night. Maybe most people are not like, maybe they're boning at home. They're not like sitting here like watching The Bachelor and tweeting about it and like being like, I wonder what Amy and Haley are going to say. But it was super fun. So, I don't know. Like, I just liked that experience because like the people who were there, like, I think I won't name anyone. I won't call out anybody else, but like Haley and I were wearing it proud, and
Well, Haley was tweeting saying she said, "Yeah, I'm spending my Valentine's Day with my boyfriend, but we're watching.
She has priorities.
I have to live tweet The Bachelor. Yeah, she's committed.
I mean, she doesn't feel that she has to cater or cave, whatever the word is, to society's expectations of this made up holiday. And I don't feel that I have to feel guilty that I didn't have a plan or no, it wasn't that I didn't have a plan. That was my plan. That was what I wanted to do. It was a Sunday night. I wanted to do my laundry and dishes and watch the show. And so we can talk about it. And then so I can watch it again and find all these things to make fun of. And it was like super fun. So I liked that live tweeting part of it. But because it was kind of just like a fun experience to watch, it does kind of bum me out that maybe some people missed it and they won't know what we're talking about. But let me just see. One thing I also liked is, and I remember from the podcast you did with me and Haley, earlier season, everybody check that out. If you haven't heard it, go back in the archives. But, we were talking about some of the Bachelor leads that we liked. So it also, it would annoy me to see clips of Mesa Verde by Ashley S one more time. I mean, that's probably played on every single thing they do. And, you know, it's a recent memory, but then like I'd see it suddenly. I mean, maybe it's tied to just like my Bachelor crushes or something, but I'd be like, oh, there's JP. Like, how sweet, you know? And I'd be like, oh, they worked out. Or like Desiree and Chris, like that would tug at the heartstrings. Like they look like a really happy, healthy couple. And it was just like fun to see some of those interspersed, but it's just, there was no organization. It was like, suddenly you'd see something happy and suddenly you'd see like some, like the countdown. And then you'd see two randos just arriving, you know, names of people you didn't recognize and stuff. So, but yeah, that's the part I enjoyed, of the nostalgia of like the things you enjoyed about the show and catching up with some of those people. I just sort of wish it was more organized. But did you have some people that you were happy to hear from or see?
Yeah. Well, I thought there was a lot of we got the regular people. We got Mesnick and we got Molly and we got Sean and Catherine and that kind of stuff.
Can we talk about the Mesnick? I have issues with this.
Wait. What about pulling a Mesnick, like no, the phrase, or just like the random the PA who they got to come in and like
this,
reenact it?
Okay.
That was so terrible.
It was man tier shaming. Okay. First, it's just called tears. Okay. Men cry and they can cry. And then, so it was like a shame session. Plus it was like the drinking game of saying full Mesnick 50 times, because it's like Chris's favorite word. And it was like, where did I have it? I wrote it down. I think Jason said something like, they pulled this guy, a random PA. They're like, I don't know where that guy came from. Why?
Okay, it was
empty.
So bad.
There was no one.
It was
there.
So bad. There was no one behind you. There. And Chris Harrison's like, hey, you in the background. You. Yeah, you come over here. Someone you, like, who's already wearing a nice suit.
Appears
and tie
out of the dust. Like you're like, where is he? Yeah. Then, but no. I mean, I'm paraphrasing because my notes are like, I don't know, I can't read them. But Jason is like, have you ever cried emotionally over a woman? And then the guy's like, unfortunately, one or two times, yeah. And then they're like, okay, like as if it's like almost saying like, imagine, okay, so, okay, they're saying, how embarrassing, man crying, like, that's not a manly thing to do. Okay, so then that means women, we're emotional, so... Can you imagine like going up to a girl and being like, have you ever said something logical and rational in front of a man? Unfortunately, a couple times. Yeah. Huh. You know, like seriously. And then, okay, man tears, if that's what they're calling it. And like, you know, then the guy, yeah, he looked like he was puking and like, there's a stupid, like we didn't need to do that. This is not. Yeah. That was like my least favorite thing, because just Chris standing there, you know, Jordan, you and I have talked about, maybe I could, I don't know, like you have your podcast wrap ups, and there's not really anything, like, I'm not an expert on all these shows, but if you were ever to do a ranking of the worst or the hosts of every reality show, and you need a guest for that, I would be happy to be on the panel, because I always put Chris Harrison as the worst. I hate
Interesting.
Him.
You
He's
hate
the worst
Chris Harrison.
Of everything. He's the worst.
See, I, you know what? I
no, don't even tell me anything.
He's no, but here's the thing. Here's the thing with Chris Harrison. Okay. You just need to, it's sort of like you were saying earlier.
I enjoy hating him.
Yeah. You know? So that's the thing though. You have to just like be like, that is who Chris Harrison is, because it's the same thing with the show.
Criteria. Maybe we'd have like a ranking system of like, okay, actually like somebody who's like really suited for the job, because like you could say Jeff Probst, like he fits, like he, what they need. Like this is like, yeah, they hired the right guy for what they wanted to achieve. Chris Harrison, like he's not adding anything, you know, like it's just, if you were just to pick like who would be a great host for this,
but now he's become a character.
But like, I just like loathe him so much. Like, and now that he's hosting Millionaire, like tarnishing the great name of like my, like, you know,
Okay.
I just hate everything about him. He wrote a book. Like, he's just so douchey and like, ugh, like, why do people like that get like all these opportunities? Like he kicked out his host from the last Bachelor Live. And so it just had to be all him. Like, it's just like, ugh, it's like a eviler Ryan Seacrest who like, can't even, I don't know, like, I don't know.
Wow, man. Yeah. I didn't realize you hated Chris Harrison so much. I think, like, if you look at The Bachelor, Amy, yes, and you think about it, The Bachelor, yeah, is a joke. It's a complete, well, yeah, joke. But Chris Harrison, it's a joke. But it's a joke, but it, like, pretends to be.
We don't need to give him, I'm saying, we don't need to give him Bachelor Live. He doesn't need, that's what I hate. It's like, just keep him at the thing. Sure. Like, he had the sweetest gig ever.
But travel the world.
But why does he have to like monopolize? Like, why does he have to become a dynasty? Because yeah, he doesn't deserve that.
That's fair. That's fair. But I think the thing with it is like The Bachelor pretends it's a serious show, mm-hmm, but it's really a joke. Chris Harrison embodies that perfectly. Yeah. He pretends like he's a serious, legit guy, but he's,
and it's so annoying. And that,
but no, but he's a complete joke, and he's in on the joke, and he gets it. He does that line every season. This is the most dramatic season in Bachelor history, the most dramatic finale ever. Will Ben find love? Blah blah. He's good at doing that. So I personally,
that part, I guess
it's funny. It's funny. I think I.
But yeah, he's not funny in terms of off the cuff interviews with people. Like, remember how awkward the one is with Ashley? Oh, I keep the Ashley's messed up. The pregnant Ashley S.
Yes.
Just like, that was just so awkward. Like, they play the Dodo music. She arrives, and there's like a, pardon the pun, a pregnant pause. And then he's just like, oh boy, you look different. It wasn't even like, and then he's just so awkward. And like, I don't know. I think he thinks he's so great and so hilarious, and it's not. And I don't know.
Well, we can agree to disagree. I think he's great. I think he gets the job done.
All right.
And I think, like, if, again,
so
if we're talking about, like,
a good ranking for us to do.
It would be a good ranking show to do because we don't see eye to eye on it. Yeah. And I think it would be entertaining because
the Big Brother host, we get Arisa in there.
Yeah, no, for sure. And because, like, again, if we go back to like doing what they're supposed to be doing for their show, Jeff Probst, I think, is definitely the best. But if you look at, at least compared to the other ones, and you know, Jeff Probst has his flaws, but if you look at Julie Chen, and for what she does for Big Brother, yeah, she gets the job done, whatever, but I don't know. Like, I look at in Canada, I think Arisa Cox is way better. And I think
that it's like the same thing you're saying about Chris Harrison. Like, Julie Chen is like a character. Like, it's just part
of the
show.
Though.
You know,
so
like Chen
Bot. So yes, yeah, it's debatable, but
we'd have to like have certain, there's so many different levels. Anyway,
it's a conversation
for another time, because exactly. We don't want me to talk about the de-evolution in Chris Harrison anymore. But yeah, no, it totally is like for the show, it's like, yeah, he's the like fine, but yeah, it's more the that he's doing all these other side things and the blowing up like that and taking things from that people actually would deserve, like a cool female comedian that should be hosting that after show, you know? I don't know. So what else did I bothered me besides everything? Oh, the hot tub countdown.
Okay, can we just talk about the countdowns in general?
Yes.
What we thought about it. So we were talking in the pre-show. You did not like the countdowns, right?
Well, I like countdowns, but they were just so haphazard. I guess maybe there were votes or something, but I would have liked fewer countdowns and sort of more interesting. Like, let's say they had the top five most dramatic things and they sort of spread it out throughout the show or the most controversial. And then they had talking heads, people talking about it, like who were there. Cause otherwise most of these viewers, if they haven't seen every season, they're not going to know what that thing was. And then with the hot tub scenes, we saw like two really awkward ones. And then they just do the joke with Jimmy Kimmel. So it didn't really fit the same. I don't know. But you enjoyed seeing all trips down memory lane or what was
well,
it?
Well, yeah. And I personally, I mean, my podcast half the time is rankings. So
yes,
I do,
but
like,
you don't
I
just
like rankings.
Like, do you do top three? You do like a lot
no,
more thorough.
No.
That's what my other issue. Three.
Yeah. Yeah. The lowest we've done is top five. Taryn Armstrong and I did the top five most bitter juries in the history of Big Brother and Survivor. So
yeah.
Go
and
check
if you're
that
doing
out
a countdown, you kind of, you're making the show the countdown. You're building it up. That's kind of what I'm saying. These were just 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And
yeah,
I would rather less and have them better quality. Like
for sure.
More items, more like interesting choices, I guess.
Yeah, and the rankings were all wrong. I think
yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah, well, first off, shout out to Haley during the hot tub moments. She tweeted, I'd rather make out with Jimmy, to be honest, hashtag Bachelor 20 in regards to the number one thing with Caitlin, Chris and Jimmy Kimmel. I thought that was great.
Oh, that's funny. I said something like I'd rather like watching like the first two, the Trista and the Jason one, is worse than finding a healthy lovemaking VHS in your parents' room, because I was just so uncomfortable.
Oh my god. But for real though, the number one most steamy hot tub moment was when Samantha gave Joe an 8K in Bachelor in Paradise 2.
Oh, I think Bachelor in Paradise didn't count. Oh,
yeah,
but you're so right.
They should have counted that.
They should have.
That was because there was the controversy over that. And Samantha's like, no, I didn't. And Joe's like, yeah, we did. And there was all that stuff. So I thought that was good. But the one rank, Amy, I don't know about you, that I thought they got the most wrong by far was people you love to hate. Do you remember how they had this one?
No, please remind me.
Okay.
I thought it was just out of
the So people you love to hate. So there was three people they had ranked and it was very fast.
Again, and that should be so much more funny if they had like 20. And then they start building it up,
great.
You know?
Like that, they gave me a great idea. Like in the off season, I would love to, with you guys, do a ranking of people we love to hate the most from the Bachelor franchise.
Let's do that. Yeah.
There's so many people. Yes. But here we go. Okay.
My number one is Chris Harrison.
All right, so that should be an interesting podcast. So number three on the list was Michelle Money.
I love Michelle Money.
Yeah, I think at the time,
Bad
Womack season, people didn't like Michelle Money. But over time, people have grown to really like Michelle Money. Yeah, so
I think Haley actually tweeted something. Because did you remember when Chris was talking to Money, as it were? He was like, you've done almost every show. You've done Bachelor Pad, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor. And so I think Haley tweeted, Michelle Money for Bachelorette. Like, is that what they're doing with that? I would be all for it. I would love to see an older Bachelorette. I like Michelle Money. She has a daughter and she just has a cool attitude about the show, I feel like. And
yeah, and she'd fit the mold too. I mean, she's very attractive. Yeah. I think she used to date Carlos Boozer, former NBA player, or she at least had ties to him or something.
Did it
like
sound
that.
Like I knew who that was? I was trying to get Haley impression. What would Haley say about Carlos Boozer?
I don't know what Haley would say. Haley would probably say that Carlos Boozer is washed up and sucks. No, definitely no Jose. He's no Joey Bats. Okay. Boozer was good at one point. But anyway, she definitely went for the mole. But what I meant to say, though, going back to the thing, is just stupid that she's in number three. She should not be on the list at all. She's very loved, I feel like, at this point of the series, of the franchise. Number two was Tierra, also known as Control My Eyebrow, from Sean's season. Yep. He's always getting injured. That one I could see. I can get it. Tierra was pretty over the top and crazy. And then number one, I agree. Again, I should have prefaced it with this. I can agree with who they had, but I don't know. I feel like there's people that are more hateable because we have Tierra. Yeah, I mean, she's not maybe the first person who would come to mind. On the season, yes, huge villain. Mm-hmm. Kelsey from Chris Soule's season. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was insane and crazy. I despised her. I think a lot of people did. Although, again, Haley
might
Strong.
Have been pretty high up on my draft at the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know if we'd put her at number one. Tweeted, I'm still more horrified by Kelsey's wardrobe than her personality. Funny. That was very funny.
So good.
She's annoying and she's absolutely insane. But
yeah, not like hate, more like be like confused by. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the dead husband thing because they edited it to make it seem like she was like, it was so beautiful that my husband died or something, you know? Remember that part?
Sanderson. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My husband.
Yes. It's been
Sanderson.
So beautiful that he died.
It was so beautiful. He died 3 weeks ago. Anyway, Chris, how's your day?
It's been such a growth experience for me.
but my biggest gripe with it, Amy, is mm-hmm. that it's three women. Like, there are guys.
Thank you. I'm glad that I totally missed even this whole countdown. So I agree with you, but I didn't notice it. So yeah.
Because like, let's think about this. Okay.
Sexism,
how,
you guys.
How in God's name is Juan Pablo not on this list?
Seriously. Why?
Right?
Those are Juan the kind of rankings I would like better. Just like douchiest bachelors or like yeah. which ones
Juan
are most.
Juan Pablo should be number one.
Because they don't want to draw attention to that. They, you know, don't cast right. I don't know.
But it's stupid. It's like just own up
they
to
threw, him. Yeah, they totally threw him under the bus.
They threw him under the bus already. Him. Make yeah. fun of him. You right. know who another one is? Jake Pavelka. Oh,
this one reminded me so much. I was like, wow, like I'm surprised I'm not still having nightmares from watching his season. Like he's so like creepy. Yeah.
But Jake, he is so stop interrupting me. Would you please stop interrupting me? Like, he's just like and then like, he's just so ridiculous. You sold me to a magazine for payment. I can't believe you would do that to me.
I think we found your impression, Jordan. This is like, take this one to the bank. I don't know what kind of.
I think I despise Jake Pavelka more than anyone ever on reality television.
Did you have a Tenley crush or something? Is there some like history here well, that like something more? Or
here's what it was. Here's what it was. Okay. Yeah. I was in the 10th grade when Jake was on Jillian's season.
Okay, yeah. Jillian, and I love Jillian's season, the first Canadian bachelorette. I love Jillian to death. She's my favorite,
She is my personal favorite bachelorette of all time. I'm in love with Jillian. She's great.
We get you.
A local girl.
You were watching her season. You're in 10th grade. I'm trying to do the math here. It was a memorable time for you. A
memorable time for me. She will always hold a special place in my heart. But on that season, Jake was somebody who at the time when I was naive and also believed that The Bachelor was very, legit.
You were 16 and I was 26 or something.
Whatever. Okay. It happens. But I remember watching it and I hated it. Speaking of people, we love to hate, mm-hmm. Wes, right? Wes was like,
gave Wes a shout out on the Facebook page today.
I did see that. Podcast and don't come easy.
It really doesn't, you guys.
It does not. It's hard to.
You
it's
know, right? Podcast. Have you ever had trouble scheduling something or life got in the way?
Oh, definitely. Lots
or
of times.
People like, cancel. I mean.
Cancel or like stuff happens. I mean, podcasting is not easy, as Wes would say. But
I can imagine trying to have guests all the time. That's always like when you have to go the extra mile. It's like, then Haley and I are like changing our schedule up because it's like you really want that guest. We're basically saying that you made us like you were a total diva. No, I'm just kidding. But we're just like, okay, we have the guest, so like what can we do to fit that in? But yeah. It doesn't come easy. Anyway,
no,
Wes.
It doesn't. But Wes, I remember at the time, was such a huge villain. I hated Wes. And Jake was the one guy on Jillian's season who was like, Jillian, Wes is not here for the right reason.
Right. He was the noble one.
He was the noble one. Mm-hmm. And when Jake went home, I remember, I think he went out fourth. He was finished it. He was in fourth place, whatever that season. Mm-hmm. And he went home and he said the cliche line, nice guys finish last. And I remember as a 10th grader who had no luck in love and who to this day still does not really have much luck in love.
Right. You got stuff going on.
It's definitely improved. And I've realized that, the being a quote unquote nice guy is definitely a stupid thing. And it's dumb. It's a very dumb thing to say. But anyway,
you're saying it's not good to be a nice guy?
Well, no, it's okay.
In my book, nice guys finish first.
No, it's good to be a nice dude, but it's there's a difference between being a nice guy and like a nice
fake
guy.
Nice guy.
Who's like Jake Pavelka, who's like, oh my God, like I did this for you. So I expect you need to do this for me. And I can
treat you know what it
like,
is?
I want.
It's genuine. It's exactly. He's not genuinely nice. He's not a warm person. All. He's like, don't stop interrupting. Like he's a freaky. I don't know what
stop
he is.
Stop interrupting me. Yeah.
Like, you're creeping me out. Like, did you just practice this in your room at home?
Amy, I've watched that clip, no joke, 200 times because it's my favorite moment in reality TV history. Because as much as I hate Jake Pavelka, it's so entertaining. But back to my initial point, I hate Jake Pavelka more than anyone because he made me believe he was genuinely a nice person. And then we saw that season
and
he was a complete,
devious.
complete Yes. He was very devious and he was a complete douchebag.
Jordan.
And it was just, it was awful watching him on that season and watching him with Vienna and thinking the whole time, well, he's not going to pick Vienna. There's no way he's going to take Vienna. There's no way. There's no way. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's final three. Oh my gosh. It's final two. Oh my God. He picked Vienna. This is not the guy I thought he was.
You know what, Jordan? You just understand a lot of women right now dating guys. They're not who you think they are.
And no.
Jarring. And I don't think they might know how to manipulate and be smooth. And then you think, oh, they're really interested in getting to know me. And then, you know, you see the true colors later on.
It's really sad. It happens a lot. It does happen a lot in dating, and it's unfortunate. It happens on both sides, but mainly on the, but, with like, guys,
it's not in the creepy of a way.
Yeah. But anyway, Jake is such a D-bag, and yeah. Just watching that.
I can sense by how much you hate him that you, like, you'd be a very sensitive boyfriend because, like, you know, if your ex-girlfriend had a heartbreak, you'd be like, I can relate because I was deceived by a nice guy once. I locked into his eyes, the charming smile, and I thought he really cared about me and Jillian and Canada as a country, and he didn't. He broke my heart.
Yeah, I think that's why I can relate so much to the girl that I'm seeing right now is with, like, you know, when she talks about all her past heartbreak. I mean, I haven't had a lot of heartbreak from women, but that one spring from Jake
Pavelka, every season of The Bachelor, something happens.
So let me down, Jake Pavelka, really. So unfortunate. You know, at least with someone like Ben Flanick, I expected Ben to be an idiot.
You were wiser at that time.
So
I didn't. I was way older than you, and I was just distracted by his floppy hair, I think. I was like,
Well, with Ben, and we saw this reaction on the Bachelor 20 special, his reaction to Ashley's rejection really should have set it off for you, Amy, because, yeah. I mean, here's a guy he's proposing, and he's like, okay, and if you have kids in the car, something, please, fast forward about a minute. He's like,
I'm gonna crash their car right now if they're listening to this podcast while they're driving.
Yeah, probably. But he gets on one knee and he's like, Ashley, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? And she just says, and she doesn't even really give him much. She's just like, I can't. And he's just like, all right, that's it. Fuck you. Yeah. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. You're a fucking terrible person. You're a bitch.
That's so true.
You're done. Done. I'm done with this show. This is so stupid.
Yeah.
How
can you believe you didn't owe me this? Like, when...
exactly. So yeah. How can you go from, oh my God, baby, I love you, I'll do anything for you, to like 0 to 100 to like, I fucking hate you.
That a lot of people can.
Yeah. You can't do that. Like, don't do that. I mean, if someone doesn't like you, okay, they don't like you. There's nothing you can do.
You don't want that. You want someone that likes you.
You want someone who likes you. So yeah fine. Be upset, but don't be upset at that person, because guess what? Everybody has the right. Everyone has the right to like whoever they want, and to be in a relationship, or to love whoever they want. You can't just get mad at someone,
especially when you know the rules. It's like, it's one thing if she was double dating these people and they had no knowledge and they both thought they were going to propose. They know 50-50% chance that this is going to happen. There's
exactly.
And
it's just like, you know what? Yeah. If you, like, if she's not 100%,
they knew the deal.
Exactly. And if
very
you
transparent.
And if you're in a position where you know someone isn't all into you, why would you want to be with that person anyway? I mean, sure, it's a shot to your ego, and yeah, it's tough, and yeah, I mean,
yeah, you were just about to propose this person, and suddenly, like, that's your reaction, is to like cut them out completely, and you're just like, okay, done with you. And wouldn't you just like, yeah, you'd be hurt, and maybe that's like the way deals
that's
with anger or something.
Yeah, but like,
but
no, that's not how you do it.
And shocked, like, yeah, that's not healthy.
No,
and
it's
later on come around to like, okay, wow, like I really miss you, but like if there's something stronger with that, you know, that's what you want for them, you know?
Yeah, and it's it's just stupid how he handled that thing. And it goes back to the man tears thing. It's okay to cry if you're a dude. Yeah. I mean, as a guy who has cried on reality television over a man before, it happens. I get it. It happens. It's okay. We're emotional beings. You can cry, but like,
yeah, and that enlightened me too when they were talking, because I knew the full Mesnick as a trope for the longest time, but it just becomes this trope because Chris Harrison's promoting it all the time, but you know, crying over a balcony, but I kind of forgot what it was about. I didn't know what it was tied to. And then they were showing he had that strong reaction because he said goodbye to Molly, who is his wife now. It's like he had that strong reaction because something in him knew he was making the wrong choice. And then this is the joke. And he tried to make that point. He's like, Molly knows it was always her, you know, like he made that mistake because he was like, oh, Melissa Rycroft, like she's so cute and bubbly and whatever, like thinking with some other part of his body. But that, so now I'm like, actually have a whole different view of the Mesnick, because it's like actually not that silly that he's crying over balcony for that, because that's fits what the scenario is. His wife that he has children with is now like, that's who he is crying over, you know, like. And then man tears, did you not see hot Tanners, speaking of like getting sucked into a guy on reality TV, crying when Jade walked down the aisle? Like, is that not the hottest thing? I mean,
well, I mean, thought it was,
is it,
I
like
thought it was,
level of Jake, you know.
I can definitely respect Tanner for that.
Like, doesn't that just sweet though? Like, doesn't that,
oh,
like,
it's great. It was
wouldn't
great.
You like
I
that
awesome.
Reaction picturing your wedding? Like, because it's,
yeah,
just so
totally
sweet.
I mean, as you know, as somebody who hasn't really put too much thought into my wedding day, like in the future, I mean, I want to get married,
I've seen
and I
Pinterest boards. Don't lie.
All right, you got me, Amy, you got me. But I thought we wouldn't let the podcast people know. You know, for me, yeah, seeing that reaction, that's how I on my wedding day, yeah, I think like I would love to cry and be that happy, like okay,
so
cry
start
tears
practicing
of joy.
Now because girls really like it, so just start practicing now.
All right, I will
fake tears down.
Do
the
shot.
Visine.
No,
like that's actually what it is. It's a genuine reaction is what's so sweet about it.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, it's
if
great.
You don't
yeah.
cry, girls, it doesn't mean he doesn't like you. It's just like everyone reacts different, but it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel your feelings. It's
but
encouraged. It's good.
It was a beautiful moment. I mean, we saw the same thing when Sean and Catherine got married. Sean was bawling when they got married.
Because he knew he was going to get laid that night.
Yeah, and Catherine was able to sleep over at his house after.
Yeah, they said it like that. Like, it was like, instead of driving me home, I got to like stay overnight and then be there the next morning. Like, they can't even talk about sex after they've had sex. Like, okay, guys. Then they were on like, and then what was the show they were on? Marriage Reality Star Boot Camp or something?
Marriage Boot Camp, yeah.
And they totally were stopped promoting it. It was like, he had a blog that was like, okay, guys, here's why I did it. I wanted money. I know it's horrible. Sorry. And then I thought it would be good to like spread God's message to anyone that was watching, but then he like never tweets that he's on it. It was just like, this was as soon as I got there, I knew we weren't supposed to be there. But it's just funny that like, I don't know, like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, but just that like they'd be on that show where they have to act out their sex life with puppets. But that's why they're not promoting it, because they want to talk about it as if she sleeps over and is there the next day.
Yeah, well, there's another funny tweet from Haley. She said, at this point, she said, waking up to Sean every day sounds like a punishment. # Bachelor 20.
Okay, well, I'll raise you, like, this is my favorite tweet. Well, I'll get to that when we get to the wedding, because, yeah, it was so much fun tweeting this show. Actually, I was inspired. I don't know if you, sounds like you were just on Haley's page, Jordan.
No, I wanted to get, and I apologize, Amy, I wanted to quickly before this show get some, you know, in order to make myself maybe look a little better, like say
you
what
people would be disappointed.
People would be disappointed. So I want to give them what they want. They
well,
want
it's
Haley,
good that you're giving
so.
Her credit. You're not just like trying to be like, hey, I'm going to say a little zing.
Yeah.
Like, do
not my style. No, no,
no, that's not
my
cool style.
Like, no. Giving credit where credit's due. We need some Haley in this podcast somehow. So
we do. We
why
do.
Not do it that way?
No. And it would like, that's the thing. Like, it was such a fun night. So I am bummed. Like, well, we'll talk about it next week. So next week I didn't maybe explain scheduling note, but you know, there was an episode of Bachelor this week. You're going to get all our thoughts on it, all Haley's thoughts. We're going to do like a mega podcast next week. And of course, you can also submit any questions that you want us to cover about this special too, because I know that this podcast you're listening to right now is really clearly organized and we're addressing all your questions, but you might have more. You can, and then we'll get Haley's take on those and mine next time. But like, yeah. And so I'm like, I can't wait to like, catch up with Haley just about how fun it was like on Valentine's and just hear, I mean, she had an actual date going on, but I want to hear like how that was, like what her boyfriend was like reacting to this. But I don't know. It was just maybe because there was no one around. It was just like, it was either the Bachelor 20, I think, was it the Grammys or was the Grammys on Monday night? Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was the NBA All-Star game
and
then
Valentine's
it was
Day.
And Valentine's Day and the Bachelor 20. And then the next day it was the Grammys. So Bachelor had a rough week in terms of competition.
Yeah. So it was just fun to like have the Twitter feed be kind of quiet and just the people there. You're like, okay, these are my people. Allie Lasher had some really funny ones. Like she said, LOL at the shot of the makeup artist fixing Carly's eyebrows. Hashtag Bachelor 20 gets me. So like they have these little like Easter eggs in there. And I was inspired. We've been talking about male hotness a lot, and I don't know why we haven't brought up Ben Z by now. If Haley was here, she would have brought him up right away.
Yeah, so, kid coming down the stairs in like the first like 30 seconds, you got a good shot of him.
Yeah, and I don't know if I have the tweet right here. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Sarah Deemer at Love Grove City, she said, me when I saw Ben Z at the Bachelor wedding, and then it's like all these different emojis. And like, and so on our podcast last week, Haley picked him as the Jose Bautista of The Bachelor, which is like basically like this is the like hottest guy, and it's like the best call ever made. Like he is, and it's not even like typically my type. So I've been trying to analyze. Like I don't even go like the gym dudes, like big like standard hunk. And so like it caused me to question myself. Like why am I so drawn to like? Is it just like evolution? You know, like where it's like okay, this guy is just like oozing everything. But you know what it is? It's his face is still like a kind like beta male face, and then he's got, but then he's really built. So he's got this super, it's almost like he's like superhero. I don't know. Like he's, yeah, he's got like, everything he's like approachable, he's like Clark, but like he's going to like, yeah. Clark Kent. Like
Clark Kent, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All yeah, in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And I don't know why he's not like part of this franchise. Like why isn't he, why wouldn't he become, why did he kind of fade?
Oh, you know why, Amy. It's because he's too good for this franchise. Okay, that's well, why.
I don't want to believe that because then it's like he is the perfect guy. And then what hope do we have for anything else? Well, yeah, so seeing him inspired the like 14-year-old in me to write a little, or a Bachelor fan in me to write like a Bachelor vision board poem. And it evolved throughout the podcast. So let me just throw at my first one, see if you agree. So I said, hashtag the Bachelor poem on my vision board. Dear universe, ding, Ben Z, marry JP, kill the rest. Thanks in advance, Amy. Do you agree? Because JP, I look at him and I like, my heart like gets warm. Did you remember that scene? He's holding the baby and he's like
40.
And then I tweeted, this is 40. A film by J.P. Apatow, and he faved it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's great. That's amazing.
Because he was just, like, so in love with his baby, so in love with Ashley. I just loved him his whole season. And I feel good about, like, my choices for, like, when I think I really like, like, I've, like, Chris was the guy that I was, like, thought was the best, like, hands down, in terms of, like, who I would go for on Dez's season. And that's what J.P. was on. And so when I really get into those seasons, when there's somebody where I'm, like, you have that, not just like, oh, he's the Ben Z crush, but where you're like, oh, his personality is awesome. And he's like super sweet and warm and funny, you know? And so it's like, I feel like JP is like the, for me personally, is like the definitive Mary of the bet. Like if we do the ultimate ding, Mary, kill, I would say he's the Mary. Like with one, he got married. It's a success story. So there's only a few that you can even qualify of the Bachelor. Like, cause it's like Bachelorette, it's Ryan and then it's JP and Chris. Right? Are the only
yeah,
three.
Yeah, yeah, those are the only three.
Sean. We don't know. They're not married yet.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting married. Just for the record.
Really? They don't know. They're just like
Sean is an idiot. I'm sorry. Sean is an idiot. Like just on that season, like how childish he was, and just hearing to him talk, he's like, yeah, you know, moment
Cave
I
Manny,
saw
like this is
yeah.
mine.
Yeah, you know, a moment I walked out of that limo and saw you, I had to propose. Like, you hear the proposals of all these dudes these seasons, and then you cut to Sean's and you hear him, and it's like, whoa, does this guy have an IQ over 50? I really don't think so.
Wow, I would not expect this from you.
I hate him. He's terrible. Wow. He's so stupid. I mean, I don't know why.
Do you see the appeal that, because I still fight, like, he was my number one pick. For the draft, like
I see the appeal in Sean. I just like
his behavior.
He just annoys me, and he just seems like he's, I don't know, for me. And like again, like
but their chemistry is so strong.
They have great chemistry. They're good together. I don't know if they're gonna stay together because I just don't. The odds are these Bachelor.
What
couples.
About could you see them getting married and then maybe the marriage doesn't last because it seems like they're really like gung ho on that track. They said 4 or 5 kids or something.
Yeah. I mean,
but we've heard it all before.
I'll believe it when I see it, Amy. I don't know. For whatever reason, I just don't see it with those guys. I don't know if Caitlyn's ready to get married either. I don't like Caitlyn. I love her. She's great. But I don't know if
maybe they don't want to get married and they'll just.
Which is why I could see them being together for a long time and then eventually just being like, OK, well, we're breaking up, kind of like Ali and Roberto, and just going their separate ways. And it's like kind of quiet. Nobody notices. And then, and then life goes on. Just tell me about Sean. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because, I'm just like subconsciously just super jealous of Sean because I'm a short, dorky guy. And he's super tall, built, ridiculously good looking, handsome guy.
Ryan Gosling lookalike.
Sean Booth is the antithesis of Jordan Parhar. So I think that's probably why, that's probably why I just don't like him for whatever reason. But it's mainly because I just think he's dumb.
Maybe
he's
not
just
him, but thick. It's just more like you don't like the general concept that these guys get this cool chick or something. I don't know.
But at the same time, because I see guys like JP who I think JP, I can agree with really you. Yeah, I love JP. JP's awesome. Or like even someone
Ryan. Nice guys don't always finish last. Okay.
Exactly. Genuinely good, down earth people like JP, that the people prefer like that. It does work out for them. But someone like even Ryan, like Ryan of Trista and Ryan, like he's a kind hearted, good dude. But Sean, I don't know. Sean seems kind of full of himself. Okay, let's talk about Ryan.
Because did you watch that season?
I did not watch that season, but my parents watched that season. I think I was
way to make me feel real old.
Yeah. Sorry, Amy. I think I might have been.
I remember my mom and dad had it while they were tucking me in.
No, straight up. I'd go to bed and my parents would be like, yeah, we're watching The Bachelor.
Go to bed early. Mom and dad watching The Bachelor.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how old I was. I think I was maybe.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell you? Okay.
No, I'm not, just kidding.
No, I was 10. I was 10.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, that makes sense. I watched it and that's when I was really into it. Or is this the first one? You're like, yes, we didn't even know they were going to do a Bachelorette version. That was so novel. What could we do it? Well, I guess she's popular enough. I guess a girl can then be the lead, but I think what's interesting, I was thinking about it in the rewatch. I was like, well, why didn't I really get into why don't I care anything about Trista and Ryan at all? They annoy me. And what it is I don't relate to Trista as the Bachelorette. She wasn't looking for, I wasn't into Ryan. So I get more invested in the seasons Desiree and Ashley, where it's hey, they're using the same strategy I would do. They're picking the ones I would want to pick, which is interesting, which is fun. And that hasn't happened in recent seasons because that's, for me, fun to watch, but it's not dramatic because they picked a healthy relationship, It's fun for me because it's a TV crush, but it's not what the franchise wants to do. And Trista, it was it was a fairy tale and stuff, but I didn't feel invested personally with it. Mm-hmm. But especially because she thought his poem was really good and I cannot relate to that at all. He's had some poem about tigers and something and she was swooning. And so I was okay, well, I probably would not be attracted to someone that can't write or that writes poorly. So, where did I put it? I had this good poem that I wanted to read to you, but I don't know where it went. So I'll find it later. But anyway, what was I going to say about them? I don't know. I just don't see the appeal of Ryan. Was he as you look at that couple, what do you think about them? Or what do you remember or from their,
from my 10-year-old bedtime?
Yeah. The lore. Well, as you see them through The Bachelor.
They just seem like they've got a family. I mean, he's really, they've got good values. They're good old fashioned American couple. They're living the American dream there, Amy. I feel like they're good. I don't know. I don't know for whatever reason. I'm just drawn to them. Maybe it's because they were the first ones to get married of this franchise. I'm not sure, but I really like Ryan really Sutter. Positive. Ryan Sutter seems like a really good dude. So, I don't know. But I totally hear. I mean, I'm with you with JP. JP is not just because we have the same name. He's a great dude. I think he's awesome. And I'm really happy for Ashley because she had a little bit of a rough go on that season. I remember with the whole what was that dude's name? Oh, Bentley. Do you remember Bentley?
Oh, why wasn't he on the Love to Hate?
Bentley should have been there, right? Yes. Bentley should have been on Bachelor in Paradise at some point, because he was great TV.
Yeah. No, that doesn't make sense. So, no, you know what? That's interesting, though, because of your age, that it's like they were just like this fairy tale couple to you because they just, you didn't actually watch the show.
Exactly. So that's probably part of the problem, is probably because I never actually fully went out and watched the entire season.
You know what really annoyed me is like, well, and it brought it back, the memory came back, was that she talked in a baby voice the whole time. And I know I'm a hypocrite because I was saying, you guys, like, don't criticize women's voices, but it was, that's not her voice, you know? It was just like, that's what she did around him. And so even in her vow, like at the end, like, I do, or something. And that's not how she was talking the other one. And so I think, and she did that throughout the season. And that, I think maybe that's why those baby voiced vows just can't handle it. I'm such a hypocrite. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, but I hear you though. I mean, that's a thing. I mean, I maybe didn't pick up on that as much. And I think
you'd have to watch the whole season and be like,
yeah, I would have had to watch the whole season for me to pick up on that. But yeah, certainly it's a thing. I mean, I was going to tell a story from my personal life, but I probably shouldn't. So we'll leave it at that. Let's just say that, yeah, like sometimes I feel like women think that like that's like a good thing, but yeah, it's not. Like, don't do that.
Baby talk?
Yeah, it's not. At least from
the lines of something that might have happened.
Yeah. No, it was a minor thing, but yeah. Okay.
That's what all guys say, but it happens to everyone.
It does.
Okay, well, I don't know if I might change your opinion about Ryan one way or the other, but this is what I wanted to read to you. Because you never heard his original poem that basically there's a poem that he recites to her. I almost want to stop the podcast. I'm going to do this. We're going to stop the podcast. You're going to listen to this. And then we're going to come back. We're going to get your reaction to his first poem. Because otherwise, you're not going to react to this other thing I'm going to present to you.
Right, right. Okay.
I thought it was common knowledge, but okay, this will be enlightening. All right.
I guess this would be as good a time as any to give you something else that I actually have for you. It's just a little something I came up with yesterday called Something About Her. Here I am, not knowing where I stand. Here I am, looking for a place to land. My heart in the palm of her hand, a boy dying to be her man. Between tomorrow and yesterday, what I really want to say is that I'm falling for something about her. She is to me the rainbow through the rain. She is to me the laughter through the pain. She's living in my dreams. She's a vision, and it seems that I'm falling for something about her. I read the poem to her at dinner, and she started crying. I was not happy to see her crying, but it gave me hope that maybe she felt the same way I felt, so it was nice.
Okay, so I don't know that I found the exact clip I was looking for, but you saw one poem that Ryan read to Trista on a date to SeaWorld. We watched this YouTube video. I think, I feel like poems were just something he did throughout and maybe even came out of the limo doing, but I just can't find it right now. But what did you think of this poem that Ryan dealt here?
Okay, I can kind of see where you're coming from. And for those of you listening who want to watch this poem, it's at about the 350 mark of on YouTube. There's a video. If you just type in Trista and Ryan
-Shamu,
and it'll show up. Yeah, great, great title to whoever put this on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but you mentioned that you like. I get where you're coming from. And especially like you come from a writing background, so you're probably like, oh my gosh, like this is so terrible. But at the same time, I mean, she seemed to really like it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have seen poetry on other seasons of The Bachelor too. I mean, or Bachelorette. You said that you were a big fan of Chris and Dez. Chris really liked to do poetry during that season. Oh,
did
so
I block that out, or maybe he was good at it. I don't know.
I fell
into a trap.
It wasn't that good.
It probably wasn't, right? No, actually, now you're bringing that up. That
it wasn't.
It
good.
Wasn't good. Oh my
it
gosh!
Good.
I made the right choice. That I mean,
you wiped that JP. From your memory. Yeah.
No, I did block it from my memory. I think I was like. Yeah, no, that was so cringy. Yeah, bad poetry is no. Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, anyway, the reason I had you listen to that, just to give you a little backstory, is there was some poetry in the hot tub scene in that countdown that stood out to me between Trista and Ryan. And so I wanted to read it to you. I actually took this verbatim from what was played over the hot tub scene and of what he was saying, like kind of to the camera or something, describing it. So let's see what you think about this dramatic reading. Ryan Sutter in the hot tub, talking about his hot tub time with Trista. Okay. Seeing Trista in the hot tub is actually kind of hard. And sometimes we, if we're kissing, or if she kisses me or something, that makes it even harder. That's a direct quote. So they did stuff back then. That was bachelor humor back then. But he was just, that was just his ITM. Like, just, yep. Like, it makes it hard.
Oh, and my even harder. Gosh. And even harder.
Yes.
And even harder, Amy. Oh, man.
Yeah. So that was steamy. But they're still together. So they have what it takes.
I don't know. I mean, I
he's just kind of a dud. He's just kind of a milk toast, like blah, like. And so just the fact that like she's just swooning over every time, because he would do like poems all the time. And I just, someone or a listener will know what I'm talking about. There was something with a tiger and him, and I just so far away, but it's like lodged in my memory of like that. I can't believe that like this cheesy imagery or whatever he did was like, she's like, oh my God, like he's the one. Cause she hit her second place one, like the runner up guy, Charlie. Like, it still stands out to me that like, he was just like so fun and like fun to be around. And it just, I just couldn't believe that she wouldn't pick him. Cause he seemed like the perfect, it wasn't even like, like my type, like someone I would go for exactly, but it was just like seemed perfect for her. And you know, this was back then. I remember the seasons being very like fake out. You always, like the editing was such that you're shocked who they pick. And that's a big change, because that was like with him, and like it happened with so many. My sister-in-law says she won't even, like she stopped watching after Meredith's season because she was, I mean, this is her personality, I guess, but she's like, I couldn't watch it ever again because I was so mad, because I was so sure she was going to pick this one. They made me believe she was going to pick this one, and they didn't. Like, so isn't that interesting that like now it's kind of, I mean, I guess, I feel like now it's become so obvious which ones, or it's not like a big, like, who is it going to be?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's spoiler more so, culture, I guess. But
it totally, though, you're right. I mean, nowadays it seems, although I guess like, I'm trying to think the last season, I mean, Caitlin's season, was it clear that it was going to be Sean? I mean, after the whole Nick thing, we don't know, but
right.
I totally,
but yeah, now that the spoilers are always out there, like there's so much of the audience that will know and they don't care. They just watch the show that way, which, so yeah, I kind of felt this, I really missed that actually. I mean, the shows weren't dramatic at all. It was just it was totally different experience. They've really changed ever since. It was really the Mesnick season that changed it, that they're like, oh, this is what we want. We don't care about the relationship trajectory and who is it going to be end up with. It's about these wacky, dramatic, like unexpected, shocking moments. So
yeah, of course.
It'd be interesting if anyone like looks at old seasons, because you'll just be surprised. I mean, you can even tell by the clips they were showing. It just looks so like high school video camera, like, you know, family videos, you know,
totally. Yeah.
Like, so tame and just like, oh, like it might be, it was romantic dates, but not like trying to cause drama on group dates. It would just be, the drama would be just the women themselves, like one woman feeling too old and, you know, just things like that. Just, you know, natural things in that situation. But, so that's kind of interesting to me about that.
Yeah,
I followed it from the beginning.
Yeah, I think you and Haley should do a evolution of romance for The Bachelor. Go back and watch every season, and then you can break it down in live time.
I don't want to crush Haley's spirit. Like, I don't. It's like, she's only seen like the entertaining seasons. Like, oh, I can't imagine subjecting anyone back. Yeah, but that
has Haley seen Mesnick's season?
Did she see Mesnick's? No.
See, she should go back and watch that.
That one.
If you haven't seen Jason Mesnick's season, you should go back.
That one, yes. Because that's like
very entertaining.
That's the pinnacle between the two styles.
Yeah.
So,
and that was the season that actually I got into The Bachelor was.
Yeah. How could you not? Like,
yeah, that was when I graduated from my parents tucking me into bed at night to my parents saying, hey, Jordan, why don't you come watch this show with us tonight?
Oh, this third place girl, Jillian, she's from Canada and she looks like she likes nice guys.
She likes hot dogs. All right. I like
hot dog strategy. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. ladies that are trying to date Jordan, he might have a hot dog thing, you know? Just like, just start, like, go out for hot dogs the first date. It'll be like the subliminal, you won't even know, like, you know?
I do have a thing for hot dogs. It's mainly though I love the Costco hot dogs. I don't know if you've ever had one. Oh, you're vegetarian, so yes. Dude, you have not, but
I had them when some people, I was a child, but not Costco.
So I'm sure some people out there have had Costco hot dogs. I just
love them.
I don't know. Costco just put something in them. They're really good.
Okay. I've never heard like such a specific hot dog preference that you're talking about the exact hot dog brand, not like ketchup or, you know, like baseball dog.
No, it's Costco hot dogs. And maybe
you could do it as a blind taste test, like of all sorts of hot dogs.
And then, yeah, I could honestly probably solve which one. Yeah, I could do that with Costco. Costco, for whatever reason, has really good food. I don't know why. I just love it. Yeah. It's weird.
Nice. Is that like a family tradition going there?
Or do you membership? I don't know. Like, I don't have my own membership now, so I don't really go that much anymore. But when I was a kid, like, we'd always go, and just for whatever reason, I just loved going to Costco and eating their food.
Nice.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's a Canadian thing. Maybe because we don't have any really great fast food places up here other than like the Norm, or at least fast food or good places.
We were talking
about
how you don't have White Castle there.
Yes, we don't have White Castle, at least in British Columbia, in the province where I live on the West Coast. I think they do in Ontario. Not 100% sure about that, but I would love to go to White Castle sometime, especially after seeing Harold and Kumar.
I told you this, but I didn't. I'm still like, no one tweet me, no one tell me, because it's still a mystery to me. But someone was telling me that there's veggie. Like, I don't know if this person is like shitting me or not, but like, I'm just choosing to believe. But they said that there's vegetarian sliders at White Castle. It sounds like the most illogical thing ever. But then they're like teriyaki, like they were described. And so I'm like, I need to have this. Like, I need to go to White Castle. It's something I never thought I would ever go to just because I didn't think there would be anything there for me. So on Friday, I'm going to go to White Castle for the first time ever. And I'm either going to be like someone like making fun of me, being like, haha, like, I need to go to White Castle. There's no veggie things here. You're such an idiot. Or I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, like I have a new, because I used, when I, in college, I studied abroad in London and bragging, no, like, but I would go to, they had bean burgers at Burger King, but they were not like the bean burgers you get here. Like black bean, they were like these fried, like light brown patty. Like it was like so good. It was like almost like a bean burrito type flavor, like almost like a refried bean with like hash brown texture on the outside. It was like the most delicious thing ever. And they were only in, you know, Europe or London as the Burger King. And I was like, why? And this was like when I was in college. So it's like, oh, they're so advanced over here. Wow, I'm suffering and America doesn't understand. I can never like eat at fast food or, you know, I was just like, oh, so involved and like, but like eating like the crappiest thing for me, like fried thing. But oh my gosh, like I still crave that. So the fact that there could be some like cheap vegetarian, like Mecca, like something that's like, I don't know, like I can go to White Castle too, guys. Like,
well, do you want to know what came up on the White Castle website when I Googled veggie or searched veggie slider?
No, I don't want to know. No, I don't want to know. I want to be surprised.
Okay, everyone listening, if you have no time, if you have lots of time on your hands, go
this
to
is
White
like a
Castle.
Well-known prank that like, everyone White Castle. Does to vegetarians, and like they're gonna like dump blood on me.
Just go to Google, type in White Castle slider and you'll see what comes up. But so you guys know,
is it like a sex
I'm
move?
Not saying
you
know,
am I
no,
like
no.
Get date raped or something? Like,
no. I'm
Jordan,
not saying
it could be like, true. Have to help me.
I mean, it could be true. Yeah, if you really, I'll tell you if you really want to know, but otherwise, you're going to have to
know. I mean, am I in danger? I'm just kidding.
You're not.
Why is it like growth?
I don't think
people
you're
sick?
You're in
are they vomiting on this? Oh my God. I'm like, this is going to be so funny. I have this
I didn't realize. I didn't realize I could completely break you with just little
thing. You know, I was so excited about the vegetarian sliders. Now you're freaking me out. Oh, no.
Oh man, I'm excited for you. I'll just say that.
Should be fun. Anyway, I like creativity. You know, people suggest a fun thing to do, and who knows? Who knows what I'm going to find out? But at least, you know. White Castle has security cameras, and you know, it'll be either a viral video of me getting blood dumped on me, or I'll just be eating veggie sliders.
Why don't you Snapchat the whole thing and make your story, and then I'll just check your Snapchat later and just make sure that you're okay. And that if I see that there's no blood or anything, then I won't need to
I'm
call
like, violently ill from like these vegetarian sliders are like actually have meat in them. Or like, you won't believe this. Oh my gosh. Oh dear. Try to share a personal story. Now I'm just terrified. Anyway,
that's funny. That's what you get, Amy. That's what you get.
Okay. What were we talking about?
We were talking about, you were saying Ryan was boring, but let's talk about, like, there's only a few other things that were left in this thing, other than the wedding, which is probably the most important thing that kind of got shoved to the side.
How would you feel if you're... This is the extent of like what the special was. If you're going to get married and like, oh, we're giving a wet first, they won't even say Jade. What's the deal with like why they're keeping it a secret? Is because they're like, no one cares about Jade and Tanner, because they kept saying like, and one couple ties the knot. Or, you know, why not just be like, and Jade and Tanner found love and like really promote it? I mean, they did everything they could to bury it, but that, I don't know. Well, what else did they, besides the wedding, they had audition coverage. Audition videos or something?
Yeah, there are audition tapes. Yeah, there were some audition tapes from people in the past. They had bloopers.
I like watching audition tapes. Something about it in any sort of reality TV. I like seeing what people submit and what caught the producer's eye and just seeing what they chose to represent about themselves, I guess.
Yeah, I really liked it too. And I actually whipped out my phone and I recorded the entire segment. So I'm going to save it on my laptop for when I apply to be on The Bachelorette. So I know what to do to get cast.
Wait, and you're trying to get Kayla, right? We're trying to like get the right time.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm kind of not, maybe now I'm like not, I've cooled on Kayla a little bit just because I don't know. Kayla seems like she's like, Kayla's got a little bit of an ego, I feel like. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
maybe her whole confusing thing about.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah. I wasn't a fan of that personally.
Yeah. Okay. So are you serious that you recorded this?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to apply for The Bachelorette soon. Not maybe not like soon, but like in 5 years.
Are you allowed to?
I don't see once my contract is up with
Jordan, this would be like my dream that somebody in wrap ups is actually in, like, will be on that show. Like, it's like how you were on Big Brother, but now you'll be on something that Haley and I would be podcasting about.
Yeah, and I
now
feel
I have
like
a new dream besides vegetarian burgers. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, people think like, oh man, like Jordan, because if you watch Big Brother Canada, like a lot of people are like, oh wow, like Jordan loves this show so much, like he's a huge fan. But like, big reason why I went on was because I wanted to be on Rob as a podcast. But like, to be on The Bachelorette, I legitimately would want to go on to, because I want to find that love, Amy. I think that would be great. It would be fun.
I want that for you. And can I share part of, like, you know how we had to real life got in the way of how. I'm just going to give an interesting backstory right now that, you know, everyone knows that I have a dog, but
yes,
what I had to do, no one has to worry about anything when I say real life got in the way. It was just that I had to help out a family member and just the timing, I had to do it when we would record and there like just wasn't any other time to record. But part of that helping was now taking care of their dog right now. And it's gotten dark now and the light on my microphone is blue and this dog is obsessed with lights. And it's basically chasing around the part of the house. And so we're going to need to wrap this up soon, but I'm going to see if, but like seriously freaking out. This black light was freaking out that there's a blue light on the ceiling from this microphone. So I'm going to try to like, maybe if I sit and just like put my hand on it, just to like a little behind the scenes, you know, say podcasting don't come easy.
No, it does not. It really does not. That's hilarious. Why don't you, I would suggest, why don't you just hold
I'm
your
holding
mic?
It and see.
Yeah,
she
and
seems
then put
really
your thumb over the,
Maggie's blue. Very sad that the light just went away. It's like, it's sad. That's like philosophical. The light in her life is gone now. And she looks really depressed. Yeah, because, I'm not used to, it's been a long process to adjust to my dog podcast, like what he does, because it's like he gets bummed out that I'm sitting not paying attention to him for an hour or 2 hours or whatever. And then, you know, early podcasting days, he'd whine and I'd be like, okay, but I don't want to stop. I don't want to, like, we have to keep going and whatever. It was like early on, we had like crappy microphones and stuff. And but then people would complain, like, give that dog a treat. Take your dog out once in a while. It's like, okay, well, I'm on the fourth floor. I can't just, like, stop, run down. Like, I take my dog out, but he's needy and, like, knows to manipulate me. And so then I was like, okay, well, if I have T-R-E-A-T-S right next to me, then I can give him those judiciously. But then now he, like, knows. He'll, like, stand by the fridge and, like, he knows that that's what I do. And so he'll, like, start whining so he gets them. So I keep, like, shredded carrots next to me because those are low calorie.
Yeah.
And then it's like I can just, like, I'm, like, basically, it's like confetti throughout the entire podcast. That's literally what I'm doing as he's sitting there. Like every once in a while, I'm just like tossing, like I'm a flower girl, like little carrots. And that's how he behaves now. So I'm not used to lights being something that dogs are obsessed with. But anyway, there we go. Anyway, seems to be calming down here. what were we talking about? Audition videos. Okay, yes. This will be my dream. You're going to be on it. Any of those videos like stood out? I thought like, I liked, they kind of, this is another thing that annoyed me. They had some that were genuine videos. Like I even, this is the one thing I liked about Chris Soules. They showed his video and I was like, oh, look how cute. That was his video for like coming off the tractor. And that really, he really sold himself with that. Well done. But then other things were just more like interviews that producers were doing. They weren't their audition videos and they shoved those all in that same segment because there was one where it was like, okay. Do you remember the Ben Higgins one where, cause it just stood out to me. It looked like he was on a video with like an Instagram filter already. It was like a halo around him. I was like,
yeah, it was like the preview videos for, that CBS put up before, Survivor Go Wrong.
Yeah. I was just like, okay. So it was just, that was a little thrown together. What else?
Yeah, the one person that stood out to me was Rated R, Justin Rigo. His video, seemed like he was being just a complete tool, which is exactly how he was.
Kind of had a beast mode vibe to it, right?
Yeah, kind of did a little bit. Yeah, and he's like pumping his chest out and like acting real cool, like he's a boss. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, anyone that wants to be on The Bachelor, which it's Haley's in my dream for one of our listeners to be on one of these shows. And we haven't really heard from anyone that actually listens to our show that they want to do that. But I would love to know if anyone's trying. I'd love to give tips. I would give any feedback anyone wants on their videos if they're actually trying to get on. Anyway, what was I going to say? The whining is starting. The light is gone in your life. I'm sorry, honey. Yes. Should I put the light back? Oh, okay. I lifted my hand. She's happy again. She's staring at it. All right. Okay, well, it'll be, I've just got to play the game. I've got to, like, pop up my hand. Oh, okay, all right.
Podcasting don't come.
No, it really don't. Dog sitting don't come easy.
Okay, then, well, why don't we wrap things up quickly then? Why don't we just talk about the wedding, your thoughts?
We're doing exactly what we did with what the show did, about, like,
shoving it at the end and rushing through it.
So I thought there were some really sweet moments. I thought, like, it just, yeah, it's crappy how they treated it at the end, but I found it really touching, like, their relationship. And I liked that Carly had a song for them, that she was a bridesmaid. Her song was really nice. She looked gorgeous. Of course, love that the dog was in, like, part of their vows, like, oh, and, like, Pippa or whatever her name was, like, the dog was there and they mentioned by name as part of the ceremony. And I don't know. I just, like, I got the tears, the shameful man tears when she saw her walking down the aisle. I know Haley was a big fan of the dress. I thought the straps were, I mean, I know you want to talk about this, too thin for the volume of the dress. They were a little too spaghetti-y, but again, she looked gorgeous. Chris Harrison was terrible. My biggest issue was, okay, how many weddings have you been to, Jordan? If you just
Do they
don't get married, right?
I just went to my friend from high school, just got married.
Why? Yeah. What are they doing in Canada there? You're in a big city, aren't you?
Cloverdale, where I'm from, is like relatively small. Okay. But I guess it's in the suburbs of Vancouver, so it's like not that small.
Yeah.
He's 22, his girlfriend's 21. They met in high school. They've been together since high school. So yeah, that's, they got married last two weeks ago, I guess. So so I've been, I went,
right. Well, that's lasted longer than I would have predicted.
So there we go.
I'm speaking in general terms about the concept, in general terms, weddings I've been to.
He's the only one of my friends that's got married. I've only been to family weddings. I've probably been to about maybe like five, not too many.
I mean, over like I've gone to like weddings as a kid, and I've been to quite a few. Not like one of those people that's like, oh my gosh, every wedding weekend. Like, no, I'm not part of some wedding culture of like all my friends getting married, thankfully. But you know, just like cousins and things like that. So I'd say if I just had to guess, I'd probably have been to 25, 30 weddings in my lifetime, counting aunts, uncle, you know, everything. I've been a flower girl,
right.
Bridesmaid a couple times. So I've never once heard the line, you know, speak now or forever hold your peace. Is there anyone who should object? Like, that's such a, like, has anyone ever heard anyone say that? Like, in any wedding, I would like to know. No real weddings say that.
No real weddings say that. This was not a real wedding. I'm sorry. But I love them, but this was not a normal wedding. I mean, we have reality TV people everywhere.
Right.
Like, would you ever invite any of those people if you're getting married? No. Yeah. And when I get married, maybe I'll have a few people from Big Brother, but I doubt it. It's just like, it's the reality of it.
I think, so that being said, if you want to do it for the joke, then what was the payoff? Like, do it for like the dramatic preview beforehand where they have the line and they cut to like some totally bogus thing. Like they look like somebody who's going to stand up, you know, like, cause that bachelor is fond of doing that. They didn't do that move. They just sort of said the line and then there's like a little chuckle. I mean, there's no payoff, I guess, is my issue too. So it's like, they have this like nice authentic wedding and then Chris like has to throw that in there. Anything. I mean, it's all on my Twitter feed. I thought Tanner looked so good and Haley liked him from the beginning. Like she liked him on, the season, you know, from the bio and just was like really in on it. And I just didn't see it. And I don't know if it's just Jade like brings down him. It's the makeup artist, like, you know, but he just was like, I was like, whoa, I'm seeing it now. Like, but, so
he's great. Tanner is one of my personal favorites. I think he's hilarious. Super great dude. And I'm really happy for him. Jade. And I was happy that they got Seal to sing at their wedding. That was cool.
Sincerely happy.
Well, you get to see Seal. I mean, kiss,
why are
kiss
you obsessed Rose. With? But aren't you like super young? Like how?
But it's so what? It's Seal. That's but pretty cool.
Like I didn't know that people your age like had any knowledge of Seal.
Oh, kiss from a rose. Come on, of course.
When did that come out? I think I was 14 or something.
I probably did. Let's see.
So that has that much middle school dance legacy that it, like was still.
Oh, yeah, of course. It came out the year after I was born, Amy. So, yeah, 1994. I won Grammy Award for Song of the Year, MTV Europe.
But you're proving my point and making me feel old.
Yeah, sorry, Amy.
Do you see why I'm shocked that you are like Kiss from a Rose? Like, I thought that would be like a passing fad for like, it'd be like if, I don't know, somebody down the road is like, oh yeah, Baby by Justin Bieber. Like, I don't know. Baby, like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a Justin Bieber impersonator to sing at my wedding, Baby. That'll be great.
I'm just trying to think of where is the Kiss from a Rose? Like, was it in some movie that was, you know, like,
Where did I pick up?
Yeah, where it come from? Because you weren't listening to it, like, as a fetus.
Honestly, I honestly don't know. It must have been some movie where I heard it and then
in various movies
I've just heard it and I know.
Yeah, it's funny.
Somebody from my past really liked Seal. I don't know who it was, but they just
like
really,
a past life or
yeah, I guess
maybe
I don't
you
know.
Were Seal's relative.
No, I don't know.
Or you have a thing for Heidi Klum and did you that break your heart that they
oh I out? Do I do love Heidi Klum so mm-hmm. but maybe. But I don't think it would have been that.
I was all ready to like make fun that Seal was who they got. Like he's like so bachelor, like so like dated, and you're like, I'm so happy for them. They got what a big get.
Seal is a huge get. Come on.
And it should be the opposite. Like I should be the one that's like, oh my god, Seal, like 94.
Oh, also another one, Fly Like an Eagle. I remember that song that by Seal. I did like that song. Actually, like as a kid, I think I enjoyed
you know
that
more
one.
More Seal
so.
Songs than I do.
Yeah, I think Fly Like an Eagle might have been in Space Jam. I think that's why. That's probably where I first got exposed to him.
It's like a clue
and then
I want to solve now. how do you know this?
Fly like an eagle. Yeah, yeah. It's on the Space Jam. It's on the Space Jam. It's on the Space Jam soundtrack. So yeah. So that's why that's where I picked up.
Yeah,
and that was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
It's like when I bond with someone that's watched Full House, I'm like, wait, but you're like 10 years younger than me. How did you watch Full House or Saved by the Bell? You know, it's like, oh yeah, reruns. You know, I'm like, oh cool. Like, all right, you know. I don't know. It's kind of neat. That one, I was just like, it wasn't obvious to me why you would know that reference.
Well, Saved by the Bell, I actually, for the record, I loved Saved by the Bell. And I also reruns, watched the crap out of that. Nice. Full House, never watched it. Although people keep telling me, what are you doing not watching Full House?
It's like my life. Like every reference I have. I'm someone who will argue like how, like, I don't know, like this. This plot line was stolen from Full House on this link. I'd be like, that they totally got that Monica storyline from Danny Tanner. Like, it's like so like precious to me. Anyway, but I haven't seen Fuller House yet. I don't know. I'm a little afraid, but I know I'll have to watch it at some point.
Is it out?
I know it's out in February, so it's, I don't know.
Oh, geez. That really came up quickly.
Yeah, it did. Maybe you should start with Fuller House. You'd be the first person to start with Fuller House. It would be like a really interesting
experiment.
Oh my gosh, we're going to podcast about that. Just start with it.
One podcaster who never watched the original series and then one podcaster who's seen the entirety of it.
Yeah, but somebody only watches Fuller House, like as if it's like, just like, I wonder how it'd play to somebody that doesn't know any of the references. It's like, I went to see Phantom Menace and I like knew nothing about the other. Like I went and saw like the first movie of this thing as like the first movie, you know?
Oh, geez. Okay.
That's the only one I've seen. Except when I was a kid.
Well,
like,
that makes sense because
I wouldn't want to watch anymore, right?
That's the worst Star Wars movie of all time. Yeah. So it totally makes sense.
Yeah. But doesn't it like logically be like, well, why don't I just start with the first one? Like, why would I go watch these other three when I can like actually watch in order now, you know? But I mean, like I had like Wookiee like toys or something, but I just like don't remember though. Like I knew like I was like, I want to look like Princess Leia, but like, you know, I don't remember the movie.
Right.
Because I was like a kid. But yeah. It always shocks people. But now it's like, I don't want to change. But I kind of wanted to see, like, now that they have, like, an actual, like, female, like, strong character. But
you should watch it. It was really good.
And yeah. Should I start with that one now? Okay, what if I've only seen Phantom Menace and then the new one?
Okay, so yeah, like it's tough. Like I had this conversation with somebody a few weeks ago, and she said to me, hey, I haven't seen any of the Star Wars movies. And I said, what's wrong with you? You haven't seen any of the Star Wars movies. And she said, yeah, but she said, well, I don't know what to do. Do I need to go back and watch all of them? Or can I just watch this new one? And I was completely bum puzzled. Like, I didn't know. I thought like, because for me, I watched them how they came out. So I watched the ones from, you know, the originals. Then I watched the episode 1, 2, 3 when they came out as a kid. And then now I've seen this one. It's tough. I would say just watch it. It's a really good, like, even if you haven't seen any of them, it's a great film. Mm-hmm. And the main character, Rey, the new female lead, is unreal. Daisy Ridley, the actress that plays her, is so good. So
yeah, that's what I hear. Like everyone's raving. Like they're like, you don't have to know anything about it. They'll say, you don't need to know anything. Like you'll just enjoy the action. But I just can't. Like I've had that said to me so many times, like, oh, you don't need to have seen the X-Files. You can just see this X-Files movie. Okay, this was like high school, but I didn't get anything. I was like, oh, you can totally watch this movie.
No, it's Star Wars, though. I mean, it's reboot. It's kind of like it's a sequel, but it's also kind of like rebooting the whole series. So you would, for a new generation. So I think you'd get away with it. X-Files, that I would disagree with. But I'm with you. It's tough. I hear you because I'm the same way. Like if I
feel like it's people that feel like they I have know to it see so everything. Well. Yeah, yeah. And I feel like they know it so well that they think, oh, yeah, it's totally clear to, you know, like I could be like, oh, yeah, you could totally watch The Bachelor and it makes sense and be like. And not know this, but yeah, you can watch The Bachelor, but like, I don't know. I think certain things it's like, you kind of need to know you need someone to like guide you through a little bit. Like they need to like not get so annoyed that you like don't know it, you know, like you need like a Sherpa to Star Wars Sherpa or whatever to help you, you know,
Star Wars Sherpa. Most definitely. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like, yeah. Wasn't that like a deal breaker did you watch How I Met Your Mother? Somebody had Star Wars.
Yes. Yeah. I did watch How I Met Your Mother, Amy. I haven't seen every single episode, but I have like know how the series ends and I watched like the beginning and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So there was one character where it was like, they basically had a whole story about just once they found out or she didn't like Star Wars or she hadn't seen it or she didn't like
Stella.
And so then I don't know.
Then Marshall and Ted were like hiding and like pretending to they wanted her to watch by herself or something, and then mm-hmm. they were hiding behind the couch watching. I can't even remember. But this is the most off topic I think is this the most off topic you've ever gone on the Bachelor Rehab of? Probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've done tangents, but I think because of at least the episodes are structured, we can always know where to go back to. And this is like, oh yeah, wasn't it a wedding special? No, but it's fun.
It's hilarious. Yeah, it really is. I mean, we went from Jaden Tanner getting married to How I Met Your Mother in the episode where
Tanner and Jade will be talking how they met kids, How I Met Your Mother.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's no, deep. But my point was, I think what I was going where that reference came from with the How I Met Your Mother is that I don't know, for the longest time, like especially through teens, 20s, I would just get anxiety about some pop culture thing that dudes were into that I hadn't seen, because it would be so much like, oh, well, I need a girl that's into this music, or that she's got to love this. And it's like, sometimes like had never heard of it. Sometimes it was just like, oh, well, maybe I like it. I just never, you know, wasn't my first choice of like, I'm watching rom-coms, dude. You like I'm not watching what you and your brothers were watching in high school or whatever. And so then I don't know. It's like not motivating to me to be like, oh, I don't know what this thing that people seem to think is cool is. I'm going to go catch up on it so I know it. I just want to watch what I'm like already like, you know? So then the older I get, I'm like, okay, well, it's so embarrassing that I haven't seen this thing that everyone knows or like deems like so important. And like usually like a lot of the people I like or guys I'd be like have a crush on and be like, that's like a big thing to them. But I'd be like, well, I can't even talk about it. I don't know. Like, and so now I'm just like, whatever, like I've never seen it. Okay. And I don't know, but like, I just think, but in that episode, they made a thing like, okay, she doesn't like it. Deal breaker, you know, like, and I just feel like to some extent, yeah, if you don't like the same things across the board, like you don't have similar, I don't know what it is about Star Wars that it's like I don't know, but like, is it like a deal breaker? I probably would like it.
It's as somebody who is currently seeing someone who has never seen any of the Star Wars films, mm-hmm. I can tell you it's definitely not. And I am a very like, I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
But you have it's people you can talk about with that doesn't have to be your girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I think you can find other Star Wars fans out there.
Exactly.
There's a community out there.
Exactly. Pretty much everyone has seen it, so you can find someone else to talk about with. So yeah. It's not a huge deal. So don't worry. Don't stress. Don't stress it. It's you're fine.
My BB-8 tweet where I just put a picture of Eric Stein as America's player. I said this will always be BB-8 to me. Got a little bit of love. So there's some people that are like on my side. So you know, yeah. Well, I think maybe like as a teenager, it was like very more common where, and I think I just like held on to that as like this is how it's going to be forever in relationships because that's what it would be like. I think you're kind of taught that like, oh, you like all the same things or. It wasn't quite so much that, but it would be a lot of dudes being like, okay, well then I'm going to show you this and then I'm going to show you this and then you can do this, you know? And then, so I just became like, okay, what else do I have to learn to be acceptable instead of being like sharing like, okay, well you got to watch like, I don't know, Mr. Wrong or something. No, nobody watched Mr. Wrong.
I don't even know what that is.
Please Google Mr. Wrong movie.
Mr. Wrong movie. All right. Mm-hmm. Mr. Wrong movie. It's got 4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do you see a picture?
I do see a picture.
Okay.
Oh man! Wow. Is that Ellen?
Yes.
Oh my God! That is Ellen. Oh no, kidding! That's Mr. Wrong for her.
But this at the time,
this is before she was out.
Yes.
That's hilarious! Wow. That's so funny.
Movie cast.
I forget that there was an era where Ellen was not out as gay. That's so entertaining.
Oh, that's good. That's progress, like for the younger generation.
No, it's great. I just am like, yeah, Ellen's gay. Yeah, that was part of like what made her endearing to me as a kid. I was like,
that's so interesting because I remember the whole thing about like the Laura Dern was on her sitcom and this is like she came out on her sitcom and then like no, like she was like persona non grata like that was like part of my teenage years, like that, like suddenly Ellen didn't have a career because her sitcom, she was like not out. And then she came out on the sitcom and she was out in real life from that. And then it was like, oh, yeah, that's not cool, Ellen. Like, okay, show gets canceled, and then like we don't hear from her forever. So that's and my now, but Ellen now, story. But like, then, it's awesome. Like, what happened?
Now she's bigger than ever, right?
Right, so, right.
So there you go. Maybe that's what's happening with Chris Soules. Maybe he is like, you know, he made it
wrong for everything,
but then, you know, so major thing's going to happen. He's going to turn around. He's going to get his own daily talk show or daytime talk show. And everything's going to be happily ever after the end. He's going to do great.
The reference I was trying to say instead of Mr. Wrong was Only You. That was like a movie when I was a teenager was like, I would try to like force other girls, like find other girls to hang out with that hadn't seen it yet so that I could like have another sleepover. It's like, we're gonna watch Only You. And like, I don't know. I just was like obsessed with like those kind of rom-coms where it's like Marissa Tomei.
Oh geez. Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Like pre like drugs.
Yeah. You need to watch this one. Like that has some merit to it. It's a real traditional rom-com. This is my actual recommendation for people to see like a 90s rom-com. That's not like really well known, but yeah, it's just like she sees, it's like that whole idea of like, you see someone like, he's the right one. Like, or it was predicted. I think she was like, got a Ouija board and they said, you're going to marry someone with this name. And so she was obsessed with the name Damon Bradley. And so then she meets someone named Damon Bradley and then she's like, oh, it's my soulmate. Like, that's what I said. Like she, like her teenager self. Now she's like 30 and was like, this is my soulmate. And it's like all about her chasing Damon Bradley, Robert Downey Jr. around Italy and stuff. Did I sell it?
No, definitely no? not. I don't want to see that movie. I mean, man, I don't know.
Well, Billy Zane, the villain from Titanic, is in it.
Well, I speaking of movies that you should have to see and forging your own path, I've never seen Titanic.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sort of jealous of you because I don't get like why, like, but I had to go through high school where it was like hearing that Celine Dion song, like, my entire junior year or whatever year it was.
And
like, I hate it. I can't handle it. People would go and see it over and over. I saw it once in the theaters. I think it's the only time I've seen that movie. And when it came out, I was like, well, okay, I never need to see this again.
Quick time out though. That's actually the song, right? That's in the movie. Because I want to make sure.
I don't know how anyone ever thinks it's even a good song or romantic or any, like, it's just, is that
Celine Dion. It's Celine Dion.
My Heart Will Go On.
I don't know the song. I just know Celine Dion songs, and I knew it was a Celine Dion song. And I've been on podcasts before where I've said the wrong, like I one time was on Rob and I said that there was an NSYNC song that I said was the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, well, that's then, they're all the same.
But apparently not.
Unless you were like NSYNC, you know that song when they did Backstreet's Back? I mean,
that would be a little embarrassing if I would have got that wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe I got the song wrong, and I probably did, knowing me. I tend to get at least one thing wrong every podcast that I do. At least one thing wrong. Maybe they should have had that at the wedding. Celine Dion, that would have been good. Jaden Tanner might have liked that a little more than Seal.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand that. I mean, she has been going through hard times recently, so we probably shouldn't say anything more bad about Celine. I think
her husband
and brother recently died.
Yeah, as a Canadian,
but the song sucks.
I have nothing but love for Celine Dion. Yeah. She's the pride of Canada. Everyone loves her here. At least
I don't know. I just don't find like someone dying for like in the chilly water like a romantic story. Like I think it's like stupid and sad and like dumb.
Yeah,
like,
I'll watch it annoying. And I'll get back.
You need to do like you can't just have not seen it and like. I don't know. Like that, you have to like, I don't know. Like you have to podcast about like what you think about it. Like have a date night with someone.
Instant reaction after watching.
Judge them based on like their reaction to how they feel about.
I'll periscope after. I'll watch that and I'll do it.
We'll just keep each other posted when like at some point I watch a Star Wars movie.
I watch Titanic. Yeah. We'll do that. Compare notes.
Okay. But at least Titanic, you only have one to choose from because I still don't know. Should I see the new one first? Should I like go back to the classic one? Because maybe I'll have some nostalgia, of course, for those. Just from like, I knew I really liked Wookiees, you know, and I think I kind of had a crush on C-3PO as a child. I'm serious.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's why I like tall nerds. I think I was like attracted.
You're in love with a brainy, copper robot. Oh, my gosh. C-3PO is great. I am more of an R2 guy, but I do like
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I definitely have like the childhood knowledge of these things, but I don't like know the like anything like what the reference means. Like, I was in an improv class the other day, and the suggestion that we had to like give jokes about was Darth Vader, and I literally didn't know anything to say, and I felt really dumb. That's actually why I need to know what Star Wars is. Like, I was like, make a joke about Darth Vader, and I'm like, okay, what rhymes with Vader? Darth Brooks. Like, I'm like, how is that going to work? Like, I didn't know anything to actually, like, all you know is that father thing, and that's it. So
that's it.
I don't know. I don't know if we have any more to say about this wedding.
No, I think this is probably the dogs a good are time to wind it down.
Because I let them out.
The dogs are barking. The people listening to this podcast are like, I signed up for this bachelor thing. And then somehow we ended up talking about How I Met Your Mother and Star Wars and
never
Mr.
Released.
Wrong. Yeah, maybe this will be a lost episode.
This is
who
more
knows?
Like on the side of like the OC podcast. Maybe it goes on your feed now that I think about it. We have a good name here. Speaking of a good name, the iTunes review. That's how we got to end. So, as I mentioned, I'll try to be a little more clear because it was so scattered throughout this podcast. I mean, just slightly. But...
yeah, just slightly.
Jordan, as you know, maybe not every listener knows, we've been doing this thing where we're reading an iTunes review each week. We tend to pick, you know, we like 5 stars, but we love fun things, just something that last week was like a nice short and sweet one. Amy and Haley are the Sex Panthers of podcasting. So it doesn't have like, we just, whatever catches our eye. We love to get those reviews, and especially the actual text reviews really help increase like the visibility. And it sounds like, I don't know, it doesn't have to be like a friendly North American battle right here, because what I'm gathering is Canada, smaller amounts of reviews, but 100% love. Sounds very like sweet Canadian, you know, but maybe Canadians are being a little too reserved and not saying like, hey, I'm going to go and write something, because US, we've got more reviews, but a couple of people being like, you guys suck. So
yeah, none like, of that up here.
We got to like keep, let's just like get more volume and see like what wins out, you know, because I prefer like all positive reviews. Like I like being nice. And even if you have, of course, I don't want anyone to like just give us 5 stars and you actually have a nice constructive criticism to provide. Although what I would recommend, you click 5 stars, but bash us all you want in the comment. Okay. We'll get the feedback, but it won't like drop down our ratings and everyone wins.
That's a good strategy. I like it.
Or, you know, like if you say you feel in your heart we're 4 stars, because I agree with you. We're not 5, okay? But
definitely not this week.
So you know we're a 4, but you give us a 5 because you want to be chosen for the contest, okay?
And again, but, wait till Haley's back next week.
No, but we still need reviews to choose from. So you could write a review and tell us what you thought of this podcast and what you thought of Jordan, but you still write 5 stars. But you can make, you can totally like bash him all you want. Like, it'd just be funny. And it's, we're just going to read the comment about what you put with 5 stars. Does that make sense, Jordan?
Yeah, totally. And also,
but I actually have a point that like, I like getting constructive feedback. Like it really helps me. And so if you're saying, hey, like I miss that you guys used to read all these tweets from, you know, because Haley and I, like, again, like it's hard for us to organize all the tweets that people would say. So we've kind of stopped doing it. But if someone was like, I really missed that, I would love to get a 5-star review, but also says like, I love, like, that's not going to make me not pick your review for the contest. Like, we don't need glowing praise. I mean, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to hear like what you say. Like, just don't say we hate your voice, because we can't change our voice. And this is like, there's tons of different podcasts. There's podcasts about everything that you can listen to. So there's different styles and different, I've definitely turned off of podcasts just because I got annoyed by something about the host or something, you know. Reality TV wraps. No, I'm just kidding. Crap the hour. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but straight up.
But you know what
up,
I mean? Like, just
straight. No, I totally hear you. I also just want a quick
caveat. I
want honesty
and genuine.
Yeah, for sure.
I want you to be in the contest as well.
Yeah, quick caveat. If you want to just talk crap about me and you want to just give positive feedback to Amy and Haley, just wait a week, do a review for them. Instead, go to my podcast, go to robiswebsite.com/happyhour. That's happy hour with an R at the front. And you can leave a review
Jordan
there.
Posts.
Yeah, and you can rate me as low as you want.
No.
I mean, I prefer something nice, but if you really feel the need, if you really just don't like me, don't punish
Jordan,
these guys. Punish me where my home is, which is over there. So that's
so
where
sweet.
It is. But let's
talk about, well, before we get to the review, what's going on at Rappy Hour this week?
Oh, so yeah. So this week on the Happy Hour, we're going to be talking about Survivor. The Survivor Kel Wrong premiere is actually...
which we're recording.
We're recording during the premiere.
This
is
how much I felt bad, you guys. I'm not watching Survivor. We're recording when it's airing for me. and yeah. we're not watching it live.
Yeah. It's so it's airing in 30 minutes on the West Coast here for me. So I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, you will.
We'll get, hopefully we wrap this up in time, but yeah, for the rap year this week, I'm going to be talking to one of your good friends from the, yes, he was on the special draft podcast.
You're poaching guests from us?
I am, unfortunately. Randy Bailey will be a guest of mine this week.
So I'll talk that's going to be awesome.
Randy and Bailey. It's going to be a very fun time.
Do not mention the draft because he'll probably just mention it right away anyway.
I might have to mention the draft. That was part of the agreement for Randy coming on the show.
To just talk about – whoa. Okay, guys.
See, what's your that? Dog's defensive over the draft.
Yes. It's not my dog, you guys.
Okay.
All right. iTunes review.
Quick. Okay, here we go. The good one from Canada. Yes. This one from Nat Vico. Okay. Bachelor Things Are Your Jam is the title. It says, yes. I'm so glad talking Bachelor Things Are Your Jam. This is my first season watching. Thanks to your draft with Kelly and Randy. I'm a first-time watcher and forever hooked. Haley's love for Batista is an added bonus for an avid Jays fan like myself. Keep up the great work, ladies. 5 stars. Boom. Done.
Boom. Nice. Thank you. We went out with a bang.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Jordan, thank you so much. I had fun.
Amy, I had a blast. Thanks for having me.
All right. You go enjoy the Ko Rong premiere. And what could go wrong with this podcast? You know?
A lot. A lot. Right. We might both be getting phone calls from Rob Sesternino after this one drops.
It was just bonus so that something's in your feed this week. That's all the goal. We didn't want to do anything. We're not trying to replace Rehab Up's come back. It just wasn't there this week. So this is what you get. You know? Sorry.
All right. Got nothing right. for you.
Got nothing for you. You didn't ask for it. It's just what you get. All right, Jordan. Thank you so much and have a good night.
Thanks, Amy. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, bye.